It's Thursday, October 10th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today: remote working and how it's remaking how we work, is innovation on the decline, and the Open Cybersecurity Alliance. This is the business of tech. Recode has a deep dive into remote workers and their broad impact on work and life. Remote employees make up anywhere from 5.3% when defined as those who typically work from home to nearly two-thirds of the U.S. workforce when defined as those who work remotely ever. These numbers have been rising since the advent of a reliable and robust home broadband connection earlier this decade. A recent Harvard Business Review study of U.S. patent and trade office workers found their output increased by 4.4% after a transition to remote work, with no significant increase in having to rewrite patents due to appeals. In its State of Remote Work survey, social media management company Buffer found that 99% of remote workers would like to continue working remotely at least part of the time for the rest of their careers, and 95% would recommend it to others. The piece has some deeper analysis of the trend and technologies that are impacting it. So, why do we care? These kinds of productivity gains are the very definition of business process improvements that are constantly being discussed. Helping customers drive productivity, improve employee morale, or increase retention are the business outcomes cited by every maturation discussion. This is the exact kind of example to focus on when looking for higher value services, right here. Link to the article in the show notes. An article in The Conversation addresses the modern myth of the entrepreneurial age, looking at some of the data about the decline of entrepreneurship, innovation, and, more generally, business dynamics. Quoting the piece, "Measured as the ratio of new firms, those younger than 1 year, to total firms, then entrepreneurship in the U.S. declined by about 50% between 1978 and 2011. In terms of the share of younger firms, those younger than 5 years, entrepreneurship declined from 47% in the late 1980s to 39% in 2006. Meanwhile, people working for big firms, those employing more than 250 people, rose from 51% to 57% of the overall workforce, and the average firm size increased from 20 to 24 people over the same period. So, why do we care here? Is the age of innovation a myth? The common conception is that this is the greatest era of innovation ever, but the data isn't saying that. Unemployment is down, with more job stability and better job matching, and with more productive firms overall. The downside also includes the risk that modern economies are less flexible and less adaptable to external change. The technology industry needs to be realistic about all these factors, as labor remains the most important element in any information business. This is serious food for thought. IBM, McAfee, and 16 other companies have launched an initiative to look at interoperability in the cybersecurity space. ZDNet with the details. According to AttackIQ and the Ponemon Institute, an average enterprise firm will deploy up to 47 cybersecurity tools and invest $18.4 million on an annual basis, but monitoring and achieving ROI is problematic. On Tuesday, a plethora of cybersecurity firms announced a new initiative to connect market products, as well as potentially improve interoperability and data sharing practices. Known as the Open Cybersecurity Alliance, each company will lend cybersecurity resources, whether threat insight, code, or expertise, in a bid to develop open-source security technologies which can freely exchange information, insights, analytics, and orchestrated responses. OCA will focus on the development of open-source content, code, tooling, practices, and patterns for improving the interoperability of cybersecurity solutions. In addition, the firms will work on ways to bolster information sharing across vendors and their product lines. Why do we care? That complexity is a real problem. Customers aren't sure what they're buying, and making products work together is a significant challenge. There is profit in complexity, but if it's too complex, it will bog down the ability to deploy. Having some standards here will make a massive difference in the ability to solve these security problems, and overcomplexity in a security solution is not ideal by a long shot. Vendors working together is very good news. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Three experts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show on your favorite podcatcher or on mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. You can find us online at mspradio.com. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Like what you hear? Share our Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube feeds to help grow the audience. See you tomorrow.